right.
Good morning. Good morning. What is the date? It's February the 13th, 2022. Hey, it's February the 13th. That's the day where the guy with the big knife goes running around with a mask on and tries to kill you. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's actually the government. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is Republic of Texas Radio. We're getting started into a interesting month. It really feels like we're almost done with February. I mean, seriously, we're almost done with February. And the wheels have yet to come off, but maybe the lug nuts have. Speaking of lug nuts, Alan, are you there?
Kind of felt like a lug nut a little bit ago there. Sam called me up, and Ingrid was on, and she said, oh, we've got a guest for the second hour. I kind of had an identity crisis for a flash for a second there, but I recovered.
That's good. That's good. Man, it's been a heck of a week, right? I kind of wanted to start the show off with this little note, and I don't know where you want to go with this today, right? I have a few things that I want to cover, but I'm going to say the name of a company, and you're going to tell me something about them. Bailey, Gifford, and Company. Go.
More than likely it's a law firm.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll get into that a little bit later. It's a damn funny story, Alan. You know, it's really good. I heard it on Govern America yesterday, and Keith Rogers sent me a link to this information about Bailey, Gifford, and Company. And it's fascinating, but, you know, in all honesty, folks, y'all already know all this stuff, and you know how all the, you know, things are connected. But at least it's an interesting data point. We will get into that, but I think there's other things that we want to be talking about right now. Actually, I wanted to see how the Al's Corner's coming. You thinking about, you got something for us today? You want to do it now or earlier,
yeah,
later?
I guess we'll just start it off with a bang or a slush or whatever it might happen.
A slush or a slurp. Yeah, kind of curious. I had a couple people ask me, you know, upset, not really upset, but going, well, what happened to Al's Corner last week? We were waiting for it.
Well, see, that just, the expectation just makes it all that much better when it gets there, huh?
I guess so. It's kind of like being constipated, right?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. Plop, plop, this is.
Okay. Well, take it away if you feel like
okay.
It.
Well, we'll see how this goes. Yeah, well, you know, with the I was going to do part of my COVID series, but I figured this week's I kind of miss Chris on times like this. Today's article is titled "Synthetic Organicism."
Well,
yeah,
that's
this
good.
Is kind of in relation. You know, the truckers have been the big thing. You know, in this, and it's all you know going there. Now it's going worldwide. And,
yeah.
Here we go. I guess you could compare this to musical harmonics, that is synthetic organicism here. This has been studied and experimented with for eons. You know, that's quite a long time, to a point where it's pretty well known by those that study and understand harmonics, resonance, you know. When a key string is plucked or struck, you know, not only does the plucked string vibrate and create a sonic signature according to its composition, diameter, tension, et cetera, but the strings around it, unless they're dampened properly, will pick up part of the vibration from that struck string to a certain degree, and so I believe they call it sympathetic resonance. And just by being close to that plucked string, due to the sonic waves that are created. Let's convert this musical theory over to the animal world, where we can give it many names. Herd mentality, peer acceptance, wanting to belong, being excess, gaining at the expense of others, .. Go on. Depending on how and how close you live to the string, you could call this your position within a society. Born into the right family or clawing your way up from the below, you know, either one. You know, it's we're each born with our own lot in life, I guess you could say. Anyway, does your position either closer to or further away from the pluck string, allow you to benefit to a greater or lesser degree as long as you have not been dampened. Dampening can be self-induced by being blissfully ignorant, having, you know, what we call a moral base, et cetera, et cetera. Or put upon us by a controller of the music. By putting a little, you know, the little bar that they put across the frets on a guitar neck, you know, change the whole tonal quality of the strings. So this can be on a mass scale. It can be done on individual scales to different degrees, different extents, which in effect changes the music of life. Now we must look at the plucker or the original of the original string in the first place. And I'm not going to go religious here or anything because as far as I'm concerned, just about everyone on the planet, if they really think about it, has their, I guess, their own idea of who or what the cosmic plucker is. I'm talking about high and mighty, made of flesh of some kind, pieces of shiitake mushrooms that might believe themselves to be gods, but are still pieces of shiitake mushrooms. The bored children who have always had or been given or been able to buy anything that they've ever wanted, you know, some of their fellow shiitake mushrooms, even other pieces of crap that are just detritus, not really pieced from the original shiitake mushroom of life. I know. This scrambles all over the place, folks. But this is what I'm saying is that, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski called it the grand chessboard. If you've ever played the game of Risk, you understand. I mean, look at the most popular board game we've ever been given. You know, it was Monopoly. What does it teach you to do? You know, rape and pillage, own everything. It's the control that these people have at this point in time from that's why I call this synthetic organicism. Yes, was there good people that have been pulled into this? Are there good people that are in it with the right reasons and everything? Yes, but I can guarantee you it's kind of like, I don't, if you've ever made a super saturated solution of like salt or sugar or something, and you take it off the heat, and you put one little crystal onto a string and drop it down in that solution, and everything starts coalescing around it. There's this, or cloud formation. It's the same thing, a condensation particle. I can almost guarantee you that something happened that kicked this whole thing off. And is there organic parts of it? Yes. Are there good people in it? Yes. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in today's world, kind of like FDR said.
Well, defined it.
You know, define if it happens, it was pretty much planned and made to be that
way. Yeah, okay. Right. It's definitely planned. Let's just take some of the modern things that are modern. I don't know if that's the right word. Some of the things that are happening and relevant in the world today, are they relevant? You know, because you got the truckers thing. That seems to be relevant, right? And there were the undertones, I guess, since we're talking about resonance, that are occurring because of that. When you're talking about everything's planned, everything is set up, right? So did they try to manipulate what was going on in Canada? What is going on in Canada, right? Because you have two different stories, what's really going on and the story that's being told. The story that's being told is being told by politicians and the media. And the media is sitting there going, oh, they're just a few people that are angry. And the politicians are all lawbreakers and heathens and all sorts of other things with kids and bouncy castles and horns. Yeah, they got horns. But that's not really what's going on, right? Because for 2 years now, we've been watching crazy countries like Canada and, well, the wackadoos down under, you know, the Australians. Oh, my God, the Australians. Holy crap. Really? Lockdowns, they have camps for people, right? So we're not only going to put you in a camp, we're going to fine you 5,000, 50,000, who cares, right? New Zealand, same thing, right? Their lockdown authority, and so the kettle was plucked. If we're talking about, like, kettle, the string was plucked as we're talking about your harmonic, what did you call it, a resonance. So that was plucked, And it was plucked up in Canada. And then, well, who did it? One shiitake mushroom hit the thing. Well, I'm done, right? One trucker said, I'm done. And then he went on Facebook, right? And they saw him. Oh, look, looks like we got a live one here on Facebook. Okay, what are we going to do? Is this going to become a problem? I don't know. Better put Joey on it. Hey, Joey, take care of the trucker. Right? And so all of a sudden they're in the group listening to the truckers. They're like, yeah, looks like they might actually be able to go to Canada. Oh, okay, Joey, we'll get you some help. And they get some other people into the group. Then they start leading the group around and, you know, tell them to watch, you know, and this could be, no, this is highly probable what happened with the trucker thing. That's the initial strike of the note. You know, one guy said, I'm done. And then they all gathered around him, they being the government, right, the private corporations, right? They're all working in concert. And it's a damn shame, folks. And they think that it's the right thing to do, right, to keep everybody safe. But it didn't work, or did it, right? Did they know that they had to actually let this pressure relief valve happen so they can usher in a new, even tighter restrictions upon Canada? Because right now, I mean, Alan, I don't know how close you've been watching it and seeing what the whatever old media people, the ABC, NBC, CBS, whatever, what they're doing, and the actual live streams of the people that are out there just recording their own stuff, right? They're like, well, here's the dang bridge, the Ambassador Bridge. That's probably the kicking point right now to see where the bellwether is going on right now. But what's going to happen? That's the thing that everybody wants to know. What's going to happen? You know, they, and I don't want to keep
the odd thing about this whole thing, the way they operate, for them, controlled chaos is a much more viable control mechanism. As odd as it sounds, chaos is a better control mechanism than a bunch of people at peace who actually get together and start talking and everything else. It's sure, this brought a bunch of truckers together, and everyone's, you know, yeah, back in the trucker. They don't like what's going on. The controlled chaos that it releases is, like you said, a pressure relief. But it's
to distraction.
If they wanted to, they could smash this thing down. I mean, it's like when the governor general came into Parliament up there in Canada and shut the whole thing down because the Queen didn't like what they were doing. You know, it's a colony still. There is.
Yeah. They can shut this thing down, right? And it's the question is, of course, what's the best way to shut it down so they don't get hurt, right? That's always the trick. It's like this company that I keep, like, poking at, right? Bailey Gifford and Company. They have a situation that's kind of damn similar to the government of Canada having a problem with truckers not wanting to obey their rules. Well, it's not just the truckers, right? Okay, but again, this is the chaos they put out there. What's the important thing we got to watch? The wackadoo, right? Brandon's up there in the White House saying that you got to watch the Ukraine, right? And the battle over there. And you're going, huh? But is that really about the Russians invading Ukraine? Maybe. None of your business, right? That's Ukrainian business, quite honestly. But it affects all the pipelines and stuff. Well, fix your own dang pipeline, Brandon. You know, we've got problems here, and he's playing over there. But again, now we're off in the weeds chasing that kind of stuff.
See, the real chess masters, you know, they even if they lose, it's like, you know, okay, I'll banish myself from the kingdom, but I'll be back, and I'll win next time. You know, or trading places. You know, I mean, there's several ways that we've been given the impression, you know, of how the system basically really works. You know, they're bored children. When you come for work, you've never had to hurt for anything. You can buy anything you want. Hello, Caribbean Island, oh, no problem. You know, what does a bored child do? He starts getting into mischief, doesn't he?
Right. When you make that argument, right, that. Then it's like, well, so why even bother? So I beat down the evil king, right? And he runs away. I'll be back, right? So why do you even bother? Well, because maybe he's hurting you and yours, you know, and the people around you, and you got to do it anyways. It's kind of the trucker thing, right? You know, you take your $250,000, $500,000 semi up to park it in front of, you know, that's a lot of money invested in that, right? And those trucks are probably more expensive than that, but I don't know. I'm not in that thing. But I guess my point is, Alan, there are some other problems that are happening in this world, if I guess we'll call it, around us. And they're important little notes, right? There might be you talk about the harmonics of it, right? And the harmonics of the trucker thing. Well, how about this one? What if all the vaccinated are starting to understand that, uh-oh, what did I do? What's going on? I have a story, but we're coming up to break, and I won't get into it. Maybe I'll start it, and we can handle it or finish it after the break. I walked into one of my customers' offices, Alan, last week. And, you know, he's sitting there talking to me, and he goes, hey, I had an interesting phone call this week. I go, really? Okay, tell me about it. And he goes, it was the CDC. I said, are you serious? What the hell did the CDC want from you? Well, they were looking over my files. I said, you got files? And he goes, yeah, I guess they have access to all my health information. Now, this customer is, well, I guess on borrowed time. You know, 22 years ago, he was supposed to be dead in 6 months, and they put him into a test group of, you know, stuff and things. And he was one of two people that actually survived out of the group of 22. And he was given like 5 years to live. And now it's 22 years later, right? It's a long-term cancer survivor, right? And so, you know, borrowed time for sure. Pretty damn healthy, if you ask me. You know, he bench pressed 250 plus, right? He goes over to the gym every day and walks. He's got all sorts of problems. Well, this individual was talking to me about the vaccines, right? You know, yeah, he's kind of crunchy granola too, so he might look like a business person, but, you know, that'll just fool you, you know, a lot of times when you try to label people. But anyways, so I go over to his business, and he goes, hey, so did you get the vaccine? I said, oh, hell no. See, by saying it, oh, hell no, that really does seem to shut down all the rest of the conversations, because they don't try to convince you, because if you just go no, they go, oh, you really should. Well, I haven't had anybody really should me for months. This is kind of one of those notes. But during this conversation about the CDC, they talked to him about, well, his previous condition. They asked him if he's having any kind of heart difficulties, and they told him that he needs to get his butt examined, right? And he's going, what? I'm like, so about the heart, did they say myocarditis? And he goes, no, they did not use that word. And I'm all, oh, but you know that word. He said, yes. I go, oh, okay, good. And then he turns to me and he says, you know, I'd be very careful about putting anything into your body, Steve, right? Because you don't know what they're doing right now. And I said, huh. Oh, well, that's a son of a bitch that you're coming around after the jab. And I do feel bad for people that fell for that line. But what if that note has been struck? What if it was been struck? Damn, that'd be great, I guess. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right. We're back. Republic Broadcasting. We make pigs fly and cows too. I love that commercial. That's Ease Off. If you got like a butchering business, you might want to give them a shot, right? You know, damn fun commercial. Anyways, yeah. Has anybody out there in Republic Broadcasting land heard of the CDC calling an individual and asking them about their, well, post-jab experience? Well, give us a call, 512-248-8252. If it's happened to somebody that I know, chances are it's happening all over the place. Any thoughts on that, Alan?
No, maybe he got jab from one of those special lots. Maybe he actually really is part of an experiment, and they're just calling to check on their monkeys.
And they were calling.
His long-term health problems and everything else, you know, that's definitely got him flagged on the radar. Like I said, but, you know, all the records are centralized. I mean, if you've gone down and had a filling put in, you know, at the dentist, more than likely it's in a centralized computer somewhere, and they know about it. Your insurance company knows about it. Yada yada yada. They can do predictions. They target ads. Data is the new money, and data's just running around everywhere out there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I don't know if it really. I don't know what it all matters. You know, they hit the. You know, we're talking about harmonic resonance. Alan was kind of mentioning that. When you hit one string, pluck one string, it'll vibrate the strings next to it. So anytime you kind of like start doing something, it's a cascade effect. And I guess we're talking also about Chris Cage, the wordification guy, you know, that left us last year. Was it 2 years ago? Anyways. But there's a lot of stuff going on. And so maybe that's part of the truckers thing, because the media stuff, they're trying to point a single finger. They're trying to point a single finger. It's because they don't like the vaccine mandates. What does that mean? What, the COVID passports, right? Oh, did you hear, Alan? It's great. So they can go home now. All the truckers can go home now because the Canadians, the government, the powers that be said, well, we're working on a path to get rid of the vaccine passport. What does that mean? Well, we need to have a path to get rid of it. Dude, really? Turn it off. You know, stop it. It's easy. It's real easy. You know, there is no path. Stop. But of course, they say, go home and take your kids. Right? But they had to say the kids thing because they're playing the kid game again. See, those truckers, it's part of the vilification, you know, process. We're going to bring up the fact that there are kids there. You know, and I watched hours of live stream yesterday, and I watched regular people. I watched over at the Ambassador Bridge, and I have a good link to some videos, and I bet you the guy's going to be back later on today. It was really cold when he went in last night, about 12 hours ago, I think it was. So he'll probably be back today. But that whole bridge thing was interesting. But see, again, we're just analyzing the chaos, right? But the fact is that the truckers weren't holding that bridge. It was the people. There might have been a few trucks to start it in the beginning, and then more people flowed in. But last night, in the middle of the night, it was held by people. And did that fall in the middle of the night? And how does that change the whole dilemma? I don't know.
Yeah,
What do I
predict will happen? Let me see. They will come out and say, okay, we're going to accede to your demands. We're going to get rid of the vaccine passport. And then in a month or two, they'll come out and say, but now, wouldn't you much rather have a good citizen compliance award? You must have your good citizen compliance, you know, award with you. That way you get all the benefits of being a citizen.
Yeah, they get the benefits. Hey, I really like the way that the Canadian government took put their stormtroopers on the line, right? You had your basic cops, right, or dressed in black. It's funny that the cops have turned into these, you know, black masks, whatever, and then they got their super soldiers. And their super soldiers are, well, they're the gilets jaunes, you know, from, you remember the riots of yesteryear, the Frenchies, where they donned their yellow vests, and they went out and they said, ah, you all suck. Right? You're the government, you suck. And then they're gone from the COVID. COVID killed the gilets jaunes. But they're out there again, sort of. They're doing a trucker thing yesterday. And of course, they were met with tear gas. But anyways, the Canadians, all their super cops, right? Are all, you know, armorer and, you know, rifles and I'm super cop, right? I got a helmet and night vision and all this. And a yellow vest. Oh, God.
That kind of all that. Help see, us. All this is like, you know, definitely in this country, Steve, you know, all this happened sometime around 85, somewhere like that. Because you remember, they used to be police departments. And then after Rex 84 and the continuity of government exercises, they became law enforcement.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's a subtle change, but just the wording itself. It went from...
It is.
You know, the police department, you know, basically that sounds almost like a public service. Law enforcement, that sounds like a military unit.
I hate that word. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. When it does, I know.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Back. Okay, we've got some callers that are starting to back themselves up, and I wanted to say one thing before we go to them. Let's see. What's the name? Bailey Gifford and Company. Wonder who the hell they are. They actually, Alan, this goes really good with your talk of spoiled rich kids that never, you know, cared about money. What do they do with their money? Right. You know, it's like, what do you do? I'm kind of bored. I already have the iPhone 12, 13, 14. Right. You know, do I need more money? Okay. If you want, let's go to callers. You ready, Alan?
Here they come. I guess I will apologize. This week's reading from Alice Corner just wasn't quite up to spice. I've been a little distracted.
Well,
I'll try to get a refinement for next week. Like I said, for me, sometimes it's hard for me to write down my thoughts in a coherent manner, because even as I'm sitting trying to write a thought out, my mind's flicking around all the other places, and things can tend to get a little confusing. You know, I think I need a traffic signal in my head.
Well, that harmonic resonance or synthesis, I forget how you put it, but it's an interesting thought. I really do appreciate it, and it kind of does bring together all the thoughts that I have over here. And that example of rich kids that have everything, what do you do when you've got everything and you just have to ask for it, need it? There's nothing to do. You're bored. Maybe you do something else. Let's go to the phones. Art from Georgia. Welcome.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
Alan, you're trying to use the word coherent and plot in the same sentence, man. You're starting to scare me a little bit there, man.
Yeah. The world with the Marana Cox. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, right. But seriously, though, on the topic of the trucker strike up there on the Canadian border, I found it really interesting the other day as I'm listening to my normal talk radio that I do every day of the week. And I begin to hear the comments coming from, I can't remember the woman's name, but she was from Obama's Department of Homeland Security. And she was talking about the Canadian government needs to get this under control. And she started literally calling for people to slash the tires of the trucks and do all of this other kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, that's a good way to get somebody hurt. And then she goes on to continue talking about the government of Canada needs to squelch this and they need to take away the insurance from these truck drivers so they have no more insurance on their trucks and they need to get them fired from their jobs and they basically just destroy their entire livelihoods. And I'm thinking to myself, now this is a call for tyranny at its best. But what's really frightening is not long after that, they went right into the discussion of how they're trying to get something similar right here in the United States going over in toward D.C. Now, here's what we need to think about. If we have people from Obama's Department of Justice, Homeland Security, CNN talking heads, and so on, such as this, talking about how Canada needs to do these tyrannical things, imagine what they're going to be willing to say needs to happen here in America should the truckers decide to strike here.
Well,
the game, you're right. The residents spread out. You know, it's going on in other places. Everyone's starting to get this sympathetic resonance, trucker strikes going. And am I not saying that it's not a good thing, that it does, you know, bring things to light? I'm like, yes, I realize that. Are there good people in it? Yes. But once again, if you understand their method to control chaos, they could squash us if they wanted to. You know, they dangle the carrot. I don't know why. You know, they play games. Do I know exactly why?
It's your favorite movie, Alan. It's Trading Places. It's absolutely Trading Places.
Yeah.
You know, you're there. You know, which role are you playing? You playing the role of the rich person or the beggar, the pauper on the corner? You know, maybe somewhere in between. You know, I'm playing somewhere in between, but they're the rich people that are out there that are manipulating our lives constantly. And I wonder if it's all about money. Or it's probably about power, or I don't know. Hard.
The power and the
control.
It's
really hard.
And it's like all this, you know, Kazakhstan, you know, Ukraine, all this. You can, if you sit back and you actually look at it like a giant game of Risk or a global chess game, you know, they strategize, they feint, they prod, you know, they move, you know, sneak in from the back, you know, take over. There's, you know. It, if you really look at it, it's like they're playing a giant board game.
Mm. Yeah. Anything else, though? It is
like a big giant board game, and it's really terrifying because, I mean, if they're willing to call for other governments to act in tyrannical measures against something that is justified. The length that they'd be willing to go here in the United States, I don't think has any limits. I think these people are willing to do whatever it takes to squash the voice of the people. And I really think that that's where we're at right now. And if they decide to go that route, if we end up with a trucker strike here in America and they decide to start actually acting in this manner, I think that might be the trigger. I don't know. I'm usually really good at reading things, but I'm at a loss for how this is going to play out. Anyway, thanks, gentlemen, and I look forward to other callers.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate you, Art. Hey, I was watching France. Sky TV, I think it is. You know, I downloaded that app years ago, and sometimes I go and I watch their their little news thing.
And I'm like, what tear gas drifting down that pair of streets?
No, I haven't seen that yet. We got a couple more calls, and I'll get to them for a second, but I want to get this direction, too. It was earlier on in the week. It was before, you know, the convoy got there, or the riots of yesterday, or the protests, mostly peaceful, whatever. And the reporter from Canada was telling the reporter from France, they're all, well, what's the mood over there in Canada, and what are they thinking? Well, they're really upset about the politicians and how they're being treated and the lies of the media. And I go, what? Oh, my God, you actually said it. She said it. And I'm like going, wow. Did their job turn from I want to be popular on TV to I want to be a target running around lying for a government? Right? Which government are you lying for? You know, that one that was over in Canada, the French reporter, you know, she's lying for the French, right? But I think the people know that they're all liars now, or at least a lot of them are waking up. Let's go back to the phones. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve and Alan and Art. I really love your callers, too. The first call for callers you made, you mentioned about the CDC calling people and so on. So it's not exactly that, but we had a wonderful contractor out in California, and he would call me about every year, and give me an update how they were doing, and this is from the San Francisco Bay Area. And I was thinking, gosh, I think it's been about 2 years. So anyway, I called, and he answered, and he told me that, I couldn't believe it. He was 54. He was always in great condition, a wonderful contractor, but anyway, he worked for us for about 4 years, you know, and he was wonderful. But he said that his family liked to go to Hawaii for holidays, and so as we all know, you have to get all these deathly shots to be able to do that. So he got the shot, and actually I think his wife had a shot too, but she didn't have any reaction. She probably got the placebo and he got the real thing. But anyway, so he said that he got the shot, and then not long after, he felt so terrible that he actually went to the insurance agent and took out $1 million life insurance policy for his family. And his wife came home and she said, get in the car. He felt so terrible. He really thought he was dying. She took him to as fast as she could to Sequoia Hospital, which is one of the top hospitals there in the San Francisco Bay Area. And the doctors told him that he needed a quadruple bypass, and if he didn't have it right away, he would be dead. So he had always been in great health. So he actually got, at 54, a quadruple bypass, and I'm so glad that I heard after the fact. But anyway, he said, that the doctors afterwards started asking him about, did he have that shot?
Right.
And he thought that that was strange. And so now he and his wife are thinking that it was the shot, because he had never had heart problems, anything. So, that was my story. I wanted to but the doctors started asking. So anyway, I don't think we have anything to worry about. We're all in God's hands, and we should have a good laugh every day. That's why I call you guys. I mean, it's informative but fun. So anyway, don't change anything you're doing, and you're all in my prayers.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that, and thanks for the call. You know, okay.
I've kind of started saying, you know, I'm kind of living by the Doris Day principle. You know, it's kind of que sera, sera. You know, whatever will be, will be.
Yeah.
Interesting ride, though.
I just don't know. Sometimes when I believe that we're all in God's hands, right? I'm totally with that. But you still got to do what you need to do, right? That doesn't mean you can sit by. You know, when people talk about prophecies and stuff like this and the rapture or something like that, right? You're like, well, we just got to wait, you know, wait. Like, no, dude, you got to do what, I don't know what you got to do. It's kind of crazy. Before we go on to the next call, let's see. I have this right here from Canada. We're talking about resonance things, and we'll get to that next call. I forget who's coming up next. Oh, it's Patrick in Texas. We'll get you really quick. Let me read this. This is a guy named Aaron, and he said, overheard in our newsroom, I've been a cameraman for over 40 years, and I've never seen anything like this. Usually during a protest, they used to understand the power of the media and grant us prime locations to film it. But this is different. Now they see us as the enemy. Dun, dun, dun. You are the enemy, Aaron. Sorry. Anyways, Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, that was very informative. You asking the guy why did he get the shot? That's for a reason. And he's talking about the guy talking about Homeland Security. Yeah, Homeland Security, Janet Reno. Homeland Security is a senior agency. That is above the FBI, CIA, everybody. He's the top dog. And I think he set it up that way. Chertoff can basically rule, you know, like a dictator from his perch up there that they created. They wouldn't do anything nefarious to us, I'm sure. But I wanted to see, you mentioned something about the dual similar names. That's very common. And they have what they call a Chicago Styles Manual. That is how all government writers must conform to a style of writing, and everything makes it is all legal. You got to have is all legal, legalistic writing, and you got to watch these people because they are so sneaky. They have small T, United States of America. Then you have a large T, the United States of America. Those are two different entities. One of them is the boss. The other one is the subcontractor. And that is so pervasive all through government. If you don't know what you're looking at, you won't know it. Like Texas, you know, like the state of Texas is the original land jurisdiction. You see, Texas State, that's a corporation. That's all that is. And this is how they sneaky they are. They done it. These the lawyer Lincoln and the boys back there. That what they done was they created an emergency using emergency powers, which is not given them. They're not authorized to do emergency powers, and so that gave them the grounds to bankrupt everybody. They bankrupted the North. They attacked the South, and in that chaos, they came in what they call reconstruction, everything. They changed what the original capital T, United States of America, that's the actual people in charge, that was given, they gave them the 19 enumerated powers that they must follow, and they got rid of them, they cleared everybody out, and they took over. And that's what we call the facto.
You know, it's funny, when you looked at back in history and all these little events and, you know, the Republic of the United States of America, you know, and whatever the hell we call it right now, the corporate United States of America, who cares, right? There's this discussion that goes on in Texas about Texas independence, Patrick, and I'm sure you are familiar with this. Not Daniel Miller. This is way.
There's another one.
This is just Texas, right?
I'm part of it.
Yeah. But the whole thing is when the Republic of Texas, the lowercase T, as you say, the Republic of Texas, joined the United States. How that actually happened, right? The treaty that happened was not correctly ratified, right? So you can get into the weeds right there because it did happen, right? And but it doesn't matter if it wasn't legal. You want to hold on to the other side, or you got something?
I'll let you go. I made my point. Yeah, have a good day.
Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. Hey, I guess I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Unless you got something else there, Alan, you wanted to add to what Patrick was saying, or finish that off.
Anytime I hear the U.S. Department of Homeland Security come in, I just pulled out this article. I cut out of the paper again where our county commissioners meeting had a meeting. And they talk about it, and then at the end they say, the commissioners also, this is the very last one, approved cross-designation training with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security at no cost to the county. National Police Force.
I wonder what that's going to cost us. It's going to cost us something, no matter what.
Freedom?
Yeah. Amen.
Fly or die?
Freedom. Que sera, sera. It gets my blood pressure up. I don't know how you can read that filth. I feel bad. I feel like I'm putting my head in a bucket of sand, and you open up the newspaper and read it all the time, and I can't. I guess I have you. Maybe if I didn't have you, I'd read that damn thing. But meanwhile, hey, let's check on that cat. Bailey Gifford and Company? Okay, yeah. It doesn't sound very sexy, right? So what it is who the heck knows, right? It's a privately owned entity whose shareholders are unknown, right? And they happen to be the largest investor over at Spotify, right? They've got $22 billion in Spotify, right? So they're the major shareholder. They can move the dang ship, right? Whatever they say will go. Okay. So they also are the largest shareholder, 11.6 billion. It's less than Spotify, but they are the largest shareholder in Moderna. Interesting. What happens when one asset that you have, let's say my Spotify company, starts hurting my Moderna company? That's quite curious, right? Well, Alan, as we were discussing in the earlier hours, sometimes rich kids, well, it's not about money, right? You know, they've got all the money. Now, give me this. Moderna is making buco dinero. Who knows how much? You know, somebody can come up with a number and it's going to be wrong. It's going to be higher. They're probably pulling in the trillions. So you have 11 point something billion dollars in a company that's making so much. You're making obscene amounts of money, right? And your little teeny tiny investment, your $22 billion in Spotify, is attacking your Moderna. What do you do? Well, you cancel Joe Rogan for $100 million. That's a no-brainer, right? No-brainer, cancel Joe Rogan. Can't do that, right? It just would give the wrong face. So they have to go to their other assets and attack Joe Rogan. And so they're going after Joe Rogan to try to give... He's going to be removed some other direction. Interesting, don't you think? It's like watching Trading Places again, at least to me. Bailey Gifford and Company. Damn it, I wanted to get Alan, words in here. But we have the second hour. We'll be right back, folks. Hang in there. Remember, Bailey Gifford and Company. It's a new show on CBS. Hold on. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.